You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Futter from MLB.com, here with Chris Taft, covers the Giants for MLB.com and is staying on top of everything that's happening with this team as we head into the winter meetings. Chris, we have to start with what everybody's talking about, which is Zach Greinke, who apparently is choosing between the Dodgers and the Giants as far as who he wants to sign with. I guess my first question is, how did it come down to those two teams? And are you a little surprised that there's not like some mystery team that they're trying to work in to make the price go even higher?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a mystery team, but you know what? Not too many teams, mystery or otherwise, can afford that kind of money, the money he's going to command. He's going to want a contract with an average annual value, Allison, of about $31, $32 million, maybe more. You know, something more than what David Price received from Boston. So there just aren't a whole lot of teams with that kind of financial wherewithal, and the Dodgers and Giants happen to be two of them, and they just happen to play in the same division. They just happen to be historical arch rivals. So that, you know, adds a lot of, intrigue to what's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, this could be great theater, and he could make a decision, like we've seen reports and you've reported, he could make a decision by Friday. The winter meetings start on Sunday, really start in earnest on Monday. And it's funny because some of the biggest names have really come off the table already, even before these meetings get underway, which makes it a little less dramatic when we're all standing around the lobby waiting for something to happen. But, I was talking to Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers, and I was kind of asking him from a Dodgers perspective, if there's one person in this game that has no real loyalties, it would be Zach Greinke. He said he's very open about that. Like he really doesn't seem to have an emotional attachment to the Dodgers where they would have that advantage. So this could really be something that the Giants could just kind of sweep in and grab him, wouldn't you say?
I would think, but I didn't realize that about Greinke and the, you say, lack of loyalty.
Well, just a lack of emotional attachment. I don't want to say he's like a disloyal guy because he's a great, you know, he's obviously a great professional, a great teammate. He just, it's not like he has like, you know, his heartstrings are tugging for the Dodgers. It's sort of like, this is a business, and if you want to offer me a dollar more, I mean, these are things that he has said, then I'm going to go there.
I see what you mean. Well, my feeling is that the Dodgers absolutely positively know how valuable he is to them. And they won't let him go without, you know, the biggest fight on earth. So if I had to make a prediction, I think he'll stay with the Dodgers. But now that means in, you know, 5 minutes I'll get a press release from the Giants saying he's agreed. Or we'll see a tweet from one of the great national reporters saying he's agreed with the Giants. But again, just because the Dodgers, I think, absolutely positively have to keep them, they'll do it.
Yeah, so let's just speak in hypotheticals here. I mean, I've got, you know, making my notes to, you know, what the talking points that I want to hit on, and I have Greinke / Bumgarner. I mean, that's got to be something that's keeping the Giants brass up at night, just thinking about that kind of combination. Yeah, obviously we're talking about a team that's won 3 World Series titles in recent history. You can't really say anything more about, like, that combination. That would just be insane. I mean, you have to immediately make them the favorites, and not just in the NL West, I guess, maybe in the NL.
Right. Well, it would be outstanding for the Giants because then they would have something akin to what the Dodgers had with, obviously, with Greinke and Kershaw. So it'd be the next best thing. It would make the rest of the rotation better, obviously. Take pressure off of guys who, you know, not every game's not a must-win. And because it's a real comfort to a team when they can take the field behind a guy who they feel relatively certain is going to win the game. You know, Greinke's that kind of pitcher. Kershaw's that kind of pitcher. Madison Bumgarner's that kind of pitcher. So to have two of them, that's quite a bit right there.
Yeah, okay, now we have to, let's now pretend that he has signed with the Dodgers or somebody else and not the Giants. So so now we look at the next tier. And the Giants, I would imagine, they are definitely going to be actively looking into the Cuetos, the Fisters, the Michael Leakes of the world. Would you expect them to maybe be some players in the bidding in the coming weeks for these guys?
Oh, definitely. They'll have almost no choice. I mean, their rotation was so shaky behind Madison Bumgarner last year. They didn't really didn't have much besides him. And so, I think they'd go hot and heavy after Cueto, after Samardzija, try to retain Mike Leake, that sort of thing.
Who, when it comes to, and when you look at the team overall, and I know we've touched on this a lot, but let's touch on it again because we are going into the winter meetings. Their big needs, besides wanting to get a starting pitcher, they seem to be pretty stable. Is there somewhere glaring elsewhere that they need to address?
Oh, yeah, there's still a glaring area. It's called left field.
Okay.
And really center field, too, except they're not going to be able to do much with Angel Pagan and his $11.25 million contract for 2016. So they're going to need a corner outfielder, and there are some decent ones out there available in free agency. Justin Upton, Jason Hayward. I know they've been going after Zobrist, who, of course, plays everywhere. So, they have a few options if they can outfit the opposition.
Yeah, when it comes to Zobrist, it's kind of interesting. He's about 35 years old, I think. Obviously, his stock went way up because of his performance with the Royals that everybody was watching. But he's still kind of that guy. Like you said, he could play anywhere, and he maybe not so much as a starter in one particular spot. Could he be a fit for the Giants? Would he get enough playing time on the Giants?
Oh, definitely. He could give Matt Duffy a rest at third here and there. He could rest Crawford. With Crawford batting lefty, if they faced a real tough lefty, even though Crawford hits lefties fairly well, there's a guy who you could stick in the lineup and give Brandon a rest against tough lefties. Same thing as second base. What if Joe Panik doesn't come back from his back injury, or if he does come back and has to play the Giants have to regulate his playing time? Well, then you've got a guy who can play second, so he'd be definitely like a Swiss Army knife for him, and maybe he could play the left field. Still in the left field spot, excuse me. So, there's a lot of things that Ben Zobrist could do for San Francisco.
And some of the guys that were hurt last year, you've mentioned a couple of the names, but I guess they feel pretty good that they'll have a relatively healthy team. I mean, do they have concerns like about Pence? I mean, you said with Panik, they're hoping that he can come back from the back injury. But the injuries pretty much didn't seem like they could be long-term debilitating. Am I correct on that?
Well, the panic thing is a big concern because here's a young guy who's having back problems.
Right.
That's one that concerns everybody. And I'll be very honest, I have not received any updates lately. I'm sure we'll get some at the winter meetings. They usually address that sort of thing there. But no, you're right. Overall, they should enter the season healthy. I heard some radio special with featuring Hunter Pence and his girlfriend, of all things. And Hunter sure sounded healthy and happy. So I'm guessing he's his usual spry self.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of him on Twitter that he tweeted out, and that man needs a haircut. Oh, my goodness. Or a shave. But I'm all for individualistic expression, so maybe that's where he's going with that. Chris, thank you. I will see you in Nashville. We'll stand around the lobby together and look at people, and we'll catch up then. Thank you.
Great. That was good. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.